What's up, Creamers?
I'm in the ocean.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
I used to dream about the future, but now the future is in the past.
And we're here to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
You're not born until you're born normal. And I can prove it to you.
We're swimming with the wrestlers with the second annual Sharks Week Shark of the Week. Aw, you done did it now. Chaos, you should have put this one in the vault, man. They're not ready. They don't know what's coming with the John Cena. The John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we're going to leave a little tiny bitty room for cream. Boys, all that on the 40th episode. Happy 40th anniversary.
Did you know that? Well, good, because I don't have one.
Welcome back, Creamers. Well, first off, I'd like to say that I had a backup room for cream just in case that was your room for cream.
No, I don't have one.
Actually, that was that.
Did that, they hear that?
The Ozzy Osbourne one
hear that part? Oh,
was my backup in case you didn't come up with it. It was really what I should say. But anyways.
I did the thing at the beginning. Anyway.
Sammy, Daddy.
Ask me. Do it.
Have you, you already know what's coming?
I have a,
are you saying
I
this,
have a guess. No, ask.
Are you saying the show's getting predictable?
Never. I have no idea. There's no way the show could be predictable because I don't have any idea what we're doing.
Have you watched any wrestling in the past week?
I watched a lot of wrestling. You'd be so proud of me.
I think I would. I thought it would be.
I watched your precious AEW, Dynamite and Collision.
Hell yeah, man.
I did.
You watched more than me.
I did Raw last night, which was all right. My precious WWE. And
I love WWE.
No, now I can't remember if it was two or three. I watched two or three of those old NWA TNA pay-per-views back on that kick.
Hell yeah.
Because I got all excited for Slammiversary.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that?
Which was the big one. I watched Slammiversary.
That's funny. Greg messaged me and asked me if I was going to get Slammiversary.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't talk right now. I'm at the movie theater seeing Superman for the third time.
Okay.
Then
so
he says,
no. So that means no.
Then he said, how much money have you given James Gunn this month? I said, $60. He said, SMH. I said, as far as I'm concerned, Greg, that stands for Superman Humps.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I didn't expect that at all.
Funk, yeah.
I talked to him, but you'd be surprised that the TNA app is really good at knowing if multiple people are watching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The motherfuckers.
Of all apps.
Yeah, right.
That one's all over it.
I would have thought that TNA would be just happy that people are watching.
I thought they would be cool with that. Guess not.
That's crazy. So
that was the big thing for me. I was very excited.
So if you
it.
Have the TNA app, you don't even have to pay for the pay-per-views?
It's come. There's different tiers
on
the app, and I made sure to get. There's, I don't know if they call it like a big four or a big six or something, but you would get like their exclusive events. They would call it. I think that's like your smaller pay, like your B level pay per views.
Right on.
But
man.
Then your Slammiversaries or your Bound for Glory or I don't know the names of the other ones. Six Sides
Sacrifice.
Of Steel. Sacrifice.
The Six Sides of Steel is Lockdown.
Lockdown. So I think, though, so it depends on what tier you got. But
Hard
tier
Justice.
I got have that. I haven't seen that one.
That should be Matt Justice's nickname.
You would think.
Yeah.
What's he waiting for? Tell him. But yeah, so
come on,
I did
MJ.
I did my count. I haven't caught you, but this is probably the biggest week jump
damn
I've had.
That's pretty sick, man. I only watched Dynamite.
I don't even remember what happened.
Hangman was like, I'm the champion.
Oh, he came out and said, I'm the best. Thank you, everybody. And then he fought. Tony Storm talked about.
Well, he said, did you hear what he said about how he's the champion? And all that?
No, what did he say?
He said, I am the champion of the world.
He did say that.
He did.
I do. At the end?
Yeah, he said that. He said that, and then Moxley, did you see,
did they attack him? No, they fought at the end of
They fought at the end of the show, yeah, yeah. So you did watch Collision, though. That's very fascinating. I did not.
Where, yeah, Moxley attacked Colt Cabana.
You don't say.
Because he's friends, I guess.
Man, that's a shitty move, man.
With. I mean, it was kind of funny because he attacked him, and then I think they tried to break his neck or do the thing with the chair or something. I don't remember, but he was all bloody. Oh, they were choking him with the chain, I think.
They were chain choking
him. And he's like, oh, I thought you guys liked this. Isn't this what you like, attacking people's friends? Or something like that.
Man, that was John Moxley saying this stuff? Yeah. The more I find out about this guy, the more I find that I'm not a fan.
Because that's what Hangman was doing. He was attacking his friends. Actually, I didn't put it on my match count, but I just watched that Hangman. My nephew was over. That's what, I got over here a little late behind the curtain.
Okay.
My nephews were over, and I put on the Hangman Moxley match for him to see.
He's how old again?
7, 8.
That's about the time when you should be starting to see ultraviolence.
Well, it's funny because he's telling me he gets, or he watches that free TNA channel that you can get on like Pluto TV or whatever. There's like a TNA channel. Just there's commercials, but it just runs random events.
That's interesting. Did not know that.
And whatever, he has something where he will watch TNA, so he's like getting familiar with it.
Okay.
Or he saw there was a thumbnail for the ladder match from Slammiversary, and he goes, oh, I watched that. And I'm like, you watched Slammiversary? And I think he was kind of confused. He's like, and then he's explaining to me there's this other company that's not WWE, that's TNA.
That's funny.
And I was like, oh, I've heard of them.
That's hilarious.
I'm familiar. I'm
nephew.
I'm a subscriber. And so I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. So I put that on for a minute, and he knew everybody. He knew Samoa Joe, and it was Samoa Joe versus Christian Cage versus Kurt Angle. We didn't really watch it, but we had it on and we were talking. Then we put on that match, and he was telling me, he's like, oh, TNA, they're known for their tables with barbed wire on it. And I'm like, what TNA show did you watch?
Right.
Like, did you see like a Monsters Ball kind of thing?
Right, right.
I don't know. But it definitely caught him off guard, I think.
Seeing a guy stab another guy in the head?
The fork.
Yeah.
Because, well, I think we said, are you allowed to watch this?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And uh-huh. I'm like, if I tell your mom or dad right now that you're about to watch this, what are they going to say? And he kind of went, And I was like, well, I guess that's not a no. So then we put it on. He was like, well, I know it's fake. And I said, what? And then we yelled at him.
And we yelled at him.
And Good. Then we put that on, and I said, oh, is that fake?
And then you fucking, and then you rubbed his face on the TV.
I got a fork, and I said, show me how this is fake. No, I didn't hurt him. So I watched that match again, too. So that was fun.
That counts, I think.
Like, mostly. But yeah. I don't want to count it.
Because because you watched it already?
No, I think it should count if you watch.
I think so. I mean, I guess I rewatched it and I didn't count
If you
count
watch 600 matches and it's just the same match 600 times, you still watch 600
All right.
matches.
I guess my rule for myself is that if it's a match that just happened.
Yeah, there's like a 2 week period.
Something that's fair. 2 weeks is good.
Or a month or whatever.
And I watched it like a couple days later, and same with the Tony Storm one. You hear about you hear about that Mercedes Moné thing?
What?
It was like, what, 3 years worth of people watching that clip of Tony Storm?
Oh, yeah. Like if you stretch the time out.
Yeah.
With Tony Storm munching on Monet's box. Is that what you call it? Is that what it's called? She did Well, remember we talked about it. We were like, oh, yeah. They said something about it. We're both Everyone's like, oh, I didn't notice.
Coming.
How do we not notice that?
Right.
It's the most viral clip of all time. It's funny as hell.
Sure. It is. No, it definitely is.
She's great.
Yeah.
She came out. I like the new look for her with it's not like black and white. It's like sepia. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
You would know. But and then the red's in it.
Yeah, the red. Yeah, it's like Sin City.
At least they did something different to kind of...
Right. It's not the NWO.
Yeah, liven it up a little bit.
The New World Order.
You want to see my Hulk Hogan impersonation? You ready?
Yep.
This camera?
You betcha.
Thank you. You can't talk.
What happened to the little guy?
Bubba the Love Sponge. Reported.
He's unable to talk?
So he had tracheotomy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Maybe not a tracheotomy. I think that's the procedure.
I think I speak on behalf of all WrestleCream fans and creamers when I say it couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Well, how's he going to be a real American wrestling?
Yeah, man. That's a good point.
Well, we're going to have to go and find out.
Yeah, well, Greg wants to go.
Let me see if I can find this.
All right.
But he, Hulk Hogan is part of it. I heard Kurt Angle might be part of it. As like a commentator
or something? No, he is. Yeah,
I mean, that does make sense to me.
Right. He knows what he's talking about.
He's pretty knowledgeable.
Right.
Let's see. Conflicting stories about his health.
Okay.
But during a live stream of June, Bubba the Love Sponge heard from a reliable source that he was not, that Hulk Hogan was not in good condition. But then they all said that was bullshit. I remember all that. But now, this is a quote, I believe, from Bubba the Love Sponge via Twitter / X. Jimmy Hart reportedly told a close source, Hogan can't speak anymore due to trachea damage. He's been moved to his home in a hospital bed with private doctors. Transfer was done in secrecy. Unmarked ambulances. Garage entry, middle of the night. There you go. There's more, but I'm over it. I thought there was more injury stuff.
I guess that makes you a freaking pathological liar.
Sam, because you said there was more.
There was more.
I'm the daddy!
Now.
There was more.
Call me Joey Daddy.
Who's the daddy?
Why?
I'm the daddy!
I don't know. I just wanted to push these buttons.
Oh, hit him. Hit him with it. But yeah, I thought you would like that.
Oh, I love it. I think this is probably the best news I've had all week.
Find something more. Well, yeah, there. Well, that's all you need to know about that.
Hell yeah, man.
So I don't know if he's going to be at the show. I know you're disappointed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't see any more.
Seeing Hulk Hogan.
Well, you can look it up if you want on your own. I don't care.
I will. And so are the creamers.
But yeah, I was working on the Hulk Hogan impersonation. You like it more now that you get it?
Now that I get it, I love it. I think it's probably the best I've ever heard.
I'm done.
Very good.
I'm done with it. I'm over it.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to the creamers at home?
Creamers.
About why this week is so special.
Yeah, it's Sharks Week. And if you don't know about Sharks Week, where have you been? It's been going on for a while. On TV. I don't know. Discovery Channel? Maybe Discovery Channel.
Yes. And it's where Discovery Channel.
We have, like the rest of the nation, or should I say world, we have been enthralled with Sharks Week. So we wanted to do a little bit to help contribute, to give back to Sharks Week.
Absolutely.
Because of how much Sharks Week has given to us.
And Sharks Week is a very important week in the history of the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's the country that we live in.
Yeah.
And
fair.
And I was thinking, so what we're going to do today is it was one Sharks of the Week.
Yeah, we had a Sharks Week Shark
this
of the Week.
This time, we're doing two Sharks of the Week for two different promotions.
Sharks Week Sharks of the Week.
A man shark.
Man shark.
And a she shark.
Baby shark. Thank you.
So, Sammy Daddy, what do you want to start us off? How about you go with WWE first? I'll go with AEW first.
And then we'll alternate?
Yeah.
So, I picked, for my WWE male shark of the Sharks Week, I picked Roman Reigns.
Now I'm glad I almost picked Roman Reigns too.
I was worried.
Yeah.
So he came back last week.
Yep.
He actually cut a really good babyface promo last night.
Nice.
And he pulled out a line, but he made it work. And I feel like this line wouldn't have worked in the past with him. But he said Paul Heyman was trying to like recruit him back.
Oh, really?
Or get back in his good graces, and Seth Rollins heard, he's like, hey, we need a leader. I acknowledge, like, whatever. When Roman told the crowd to acknowledge him, Paul Heyman acknowledged him, whatever, and he said, the only reason I'm still the tribal chief is because these people still acknowledge me as the tribal chief. And I'm like, oh, that was a good way to play that.
Hell yeah.
To turn him into a good guy, or continue to turn him into a good guy. But he is, let me see specifically what I wrote. You going swimming?
Yeah. The camera's only on you.
Oh.
I'm gonna clean these goggles real quick so I can see for crying out loud.
Well, no, nobody knows.
I feel
that.
Like I'm on drugs.
Let me tell you what. I picked Roman Reigns because he's back, ready to fight, and he's the apex. He's clearly, I know this is John Cena's retirement tour, and Cody Rhodes is, you know, the big baby face that's going to fight Cena and probably beat him at SummerSlam. We'll see. But Roman Reigns is number one. What they tried to do for so many years has finally come to
Frutration.
And Roman's the apex predator of WWE.
Yeah.
And he attacks, even as the good guy now, he attacks relentlessly.
Oh,
and like he's going to go.
In such a way, like a shark.
Go, no mo. Yeah, sharks are the apex predator of the
Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Indian Ocean, I'm sorry.
Don't be so Pacific. And Roman Reigns is the one, and I acknowledge him.
Well, that's the shark. That's a great choice. Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know if you agree with Sammy Daddy that the best man shark of the week from WWF is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, do it.
Now, what's here? Your she-shark of WWF.
My she-shark. You ready for this?
You bet your butthole I am.
JC Jane.
You know who
that is? I keep looking at you, but I'm over here.
That's okay. And I totally do. She's that NXT girl, right?
Oh, more than that. She is the NXT Women's Champion.
Hell yeah,
and
dude.
She beat Stephanie Vaquer.
Whoa.
Yeah, top of the line.
Whoa.
Cream of the crop. And then at Sunday Slammiversary, she beat Masha Slamovich. Is that her name?
I believe it's Slam a Bitch.
Masha Slam a Bitch.
Yeah, that's what
is
I...
Is that her name?
I've heard it both ways.
Was that the champion?
Yeah.
That was the champion in TNA. Well, not anymore, because JC Jane is now NXT Women's Champion and TNA Knockouts Champion. And that makes her the alpha, like a shark.
Oh my God, yeah.
Of the women's... Just all not the women's division, of women's divisions.
Holy shit.
Like a shark.
Wow. I'm impressed. Color me impressed.
I had to pick her because she won. I didn't think she was... I don't know.
You didn't think... Okay.
I didn't know if she was going to win. I didn't because Trick Williams is still the...
Yeah.
Was and...
Which I did not see coming.
I haven't been keeping up on NXT, like watching it weekly.
Yeah.
I still keep up. And TNA, same thing. I've been keeping up and not watching. But it seemed like this was Santana's time. They added him to the mat. Because I think it was Trick versus Joe Hendry.
I thought that...
Then they added Santana.
Yeah, I thought Santana was going to win, but he was going to pin Joe Hendry.
Yeah, and the way around it.
Yeah, but I mean...
I don't know, because it's... Santana's hot right now. And to my knowledge, he was a tag team guy, right?
You betcha.
All the time before this, with Ortiz and LAX and all the different iterations of whatever.
Hell yeah, dude.
But if you got the singles thing and it was in New York, I felt like... I don't know. The main event was... I guess I should have brought it up earlier, but like I was really excited for Slammiversary, and by the end of it, I was like, meh.
Oh, really?
Like, I wasn't mad. I won't say it was the worst show ever, but it was just kind of like the Trick Williams got hurt doing something, so then it turned into like a one-on-one match, and then I think Santana hit his finisher, whatever it is, and then Trick ran back in the ring and stole the pin.
Oh.
So it was kind of like, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't hate that kind of ending, I guess, but in that match I did.
Yeah, I get that.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it either. So what, the next pay-per-view from TNA is Bound for Glory?
I think there's something in between there, but then the big one's Bound for Glory.
Okay, maybe that's when the NXT, Trick Williams drops the title back to the TNA
guy,
I guess.
That's what they're assuming, or that's what everybody online is assuming, but it seemed like that was the time.
That's what I would have done.
But... We all said that about Cody 2 WrestleManias ago.
That's true.
And they waited one more, and it worked out just fine. So
it's true.
I don't know. It caught me off guard. What was I going to say? Oh, did you see the Hardy Boys won?
Oh, the TNA Tag Team Championships?
They won the Tag Team Championships.
I didn't even know they weren't Tag Team Champions, to be honest.
They weren't. It was the Nemeth Brothers.
Because I watched...
Right?
Yeah, that sounds... I think you're... Yeah, I watched a fourth rope, is that what it's called? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
West Side Guns promotion show a couple months ago.
I don't know what any of that
And the
is.
Hardys were on there, and they won the tag team titles in a ladder match. They were like the first fourth rope or whatever it is, tag team champions. And then when they came out, they had the TNA tag title. So I just thought they were still tag team champions. I didn't know that.
It hasn't been long. But they won it, and then Bubba Ray Dudley, Bully Ray, came out.
I did see that,
and said, "Let's do it one more time." So the Dudleys are going to fight the Hardys at Bound for Glory.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, man.
I guess. I don't know. Oh, well, I mean, it makes me want to watch, but...
Well, that's what's important.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Creamers, what did you think of his... what did you think of Sammy Daddy's, I should say?
Yeah.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
It is.
WWF shark. Man Shark and She Shark of Sharks Week Shark of the Week. Comment
shark?
Below.
What's the shark from The Flash called?
King Shark? King Shark, yes. Okay. Are you going to make a reference?
No.
All right, my...
So, yeah, let me... So, give me your AEW... Hold on. Female shark.
Oh, you want my She Shark?
She Shark. Give me that She Shark.
She sold AEW. She Sharks by the She Shark.
I was thinking about that, too.
Okay, well, let me scroll down because I had Man Shark.
I know. That's what I wanted to throw you off.
My She Shark, after a grueling battle with Mercedes Moné at wrestling.
At All In.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm typing. I typed up here. After a grueling battle with Mercedes Moné at the wrestling event of the year, All In Texas, Timeless Tony was delivering a heck of a promo.
Yeah.
As she swam the shores of speech, she had the crowd in the palm of her hands. And then... Athena verbally attacked her when she thought she was safest. A few days later, at Collision, new AEW signee Alex Windsor, named after the Knot, was interrupted as she celebrated her victory after her match. With whom do you believe did the interrupting?
Who?
That goddamn Athena, once again.
My goodness.
She has shown veracity and her frickin' teeth as she circles the women's title of AEW. That's why Athena is my Sharks Week, She Shark of the Week.
That's a good pick.
Thanks, man.
I liked that I will get to see her on television.
Athena? Yeah, she's pretty good.
I mean, she's on Ring of Honor, but
she was in NXT, right? Like Ember Moon?
She was Ember Moon. She was on the main roster for a little while,
too. Oh, really? I did not know that.
I feel like she won a belt, but I could be wrong.
Okay, I feel like she did too, but
I don't know if it was an NXT. Maybe she didn't at all.
Right on.
Because they didn't have any of the secondary belts then, I don't think.
Okay.
But whatever, yeah, she was there for a little while.
Hell yeah.
Cup of coffee. No, more than that. More than that.
Don't mind if I do, Sammy Danny. My male shark.
Yeah, what do you got for man shark?
For my sharks of the week.
King shark, queen shark.
My man shark of the week is Jon Moxley. What? Imagine this. All right. You're a little guppy. Your name is Colt Boom Boom Cabana, and you're in the home city, or your home city of Chicago, doing commentary and minding your own business. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, that son of a bitch, Jon Moxley, sets his sights on you. That's exactly what my man shark did on Collision last week. Jon Moxley smelled blood in the water when he attacked poor old Boom Boom and beat him until he bled, but that wasn't enough. He pounded Colt's head in some more and then hanged him from a chain like how Hanger did to him. Jon Moxley is a no good mother F, and he's my Sharks Week man shark of the week for AEW.
Well, you wrote those out really nice.
Thanks, man.
You're painting a picture.
I had nothing to do at work today.
You are painting a picture with those words, and I love it.
Well, I appreciate that, Sammy Daddy.
I was going to add something.
Well, while you think about what you were going to add, Creamers, what did you think of my Sharks of the Week from AEW? I have my Man Shark of the Week and my She Shark of the Week. Comment below, Creamers, and let me know what you thought of it.
I feel like my Man Shark for AEW isn't good.
No.
I mean, I'm going to stick with it. But yeah, I didn't want to do Mox because I thought you were going to do Mox.
Okay,
but
see, that's why I didn't do Roman.
I don't think there's I'll say any wrestler that embodies a shark more than Moxley. I feel like some of his movements, even like that.
That's good. A good point, dude. He moves in such a, like, there's a lot of wrestlers who have like a I'm a psycho twitch gimmick, but he does this thing where he like moves around like he's a real psycho.
Because he is, I think.
I believe he is.
And that's okay.
I remember Greg was telling me before that, like, locker room wise, everybody kind of gets that vibe from him that he's just like a legit.
Just leave him alone. Nut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
I haven't read his book, but I have it and I started it. And I'm pretty sure he describes what it is to do, like, smoke crack.
He does.
Like,
yeah.
Five pages in, maybe. Yep. And it's just like, oh, all right, well, here we are. Did you tell me about that? Maybe you told me about it, but I read it as
I don't know if I told you about it, but I mean, I might have, because I have the book, but I also listen to the audio version. Because he reads it. Somebody reads their own audio, or reads their own autobiography, I think it's better. That's cool. The Young Bucks don't read theirs, so I don't have the audio book of it. But, so... Yeah, he talks about what it's like to do crack.
So, not to, like, I don't know. That's just, I feel like that paints a picture, right?
It really does. And Creamers, why don't you comment below and tell us your experiences with crack?
Yeah, how do you explain crack? I've never done it, so tell me what it's like.
Yeah. Would you like to come on the show and do crack with us?
Should I try it? I don't want to do crack.
If we get 500 likes on this video, we're going to try crack cocaine on next week's show. Sammy Daddy.
That's fine.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
Yeah. Oh, wait, the arena. I really like that arena they were
Me too.
At.
I don't know. I agree.
They? Chicago?
Yeah, they're in Chicago.
I don't know what it is. Keep doing stuff like that. It looks different.
It does look different. It looks cool. And I think it really fit when Hangman was doing his promo. It looked like he was in a Western. But then when Toni Storm was doing her promo, it looked like it was a ballroom. But it felt like she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was great.
I love it.
I think it's great.
Keep hitting.
I wish there was a cool ballroom that they could do Dynamite in here. Because they're here in a couple weeks. The dumb Wolstein Center.
Lame.
Yeah.
It's going to look lame.
I got ticks.
Lame. That's cool.
Going with Johnny Arson, local hip hop legend of Cleveland, the city that we live in.
Creamers.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, but yeah, I did want to point that out. I like that place.
No, I'm glad you did.
Take out the Hangman Western thing working and the Toni Storm thing working and just visually it looked cool.
It did look cool. And
it's a smaller place.
Right.
But I feel like that works better because then it's louder.
Exactly.
And it looks
right.
It looks crowded.
When you have 3,000 people in an arena for 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good and it doesn't sound good.
No.
It sounds super silent, but when you cram them all, when you cram 3,000 people in a building like that, it sounds like this is the coolest place to be.
Well, I've been at Monday Night Raws where it's kind of like, oh, it's dead in here.
Yeah.
And it really isn't.
Yeah.
But it feels like it. But then I've been to indie shows with obviously a fraction of the attendance where it was like, this is a riot.
Right.
Like, there's about to, like, somebody's going to get hurt.
It's like being at a punk rock show.
Yeah, exactly.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us your AEW Sharks Week Sharks of the Week?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I got confused. I think I started, behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of traits of sharks, and I Googled a couple things. Did you know sharks are over 400 million years old? Not like specifically these sharks, but like their friends.
Their species, yeah. Not that, like, there's a shark in the ocean right now.
There could be?
In the Indian Ocean that's named, Roger, and he's been around for that long.
The species has been longer than dinosaurs and all that kind of stuff. That's what they say, at least.
I think I know where you're going with this.
So, really?
I think.
So that means they were able to evolve and adapt, and they can go to different temperature bodies of water, and they don't go away. They're always around. So
right on.
My male AEW Sharks Week Shark of the Week that I think embodies that is Jeff Jarrett.
What you saw? No, that's not what I thought, actually.
Oh.
I thought it was because...
He's been around forever.
I thought it was going to be Luchasaurus.
Oh, that's a good idea. I
like the Jeff Jarrett. But I was like, choice, man. Oh,
well, it doesn't. Now that I say it out loud, it sounds stupid. But I looked at the roster. Just, I'm like, I'm not thinking of anybody. Let me. And then I went past Luchasaurus or Kill Switch or whatever, and I went, oh, maybe there's something there. And I went, he hasn't been on TV. I can't use him.
True.
So I went with Jeff Jarrett,
even though you are friends.
Who? Oh, he's a great guy. Love him.
Yeah.
I knew him when he was a good guy. Now he's a bad guy. Is he?
Is that about Kill Switch?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know when he returns because his whole...
Well, who knows what side he's going to be on? His family's broke up.
Yeah, everything's turned upside down when he gets back.
He's not going to know what to do.
No. But Jeff Jarrett, I think, is a great choice.
I like Jeff Jarrett.
I think it's a great choice.
And I think it's because I've been on this TNA kick that I've been seeing a lot of Jeff
And he's Jarrett. A goddamn shark in TNA, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sammy,
I like R-Truth.
R-Truth is great. Been good. I've been the wrong
Jeff Jarrett is famous. Kind of boring.
And TNA?
This beginning part, at least.
Okay.
It's him and Brian Christopher.
Oh. Talking about? Yeah.
Not Scotty Too Hotty.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Sexay.
Uh-huh.
But he's a bad, abusive boyfriend.
To Jeff Jarrett?
No, to his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
April.
Man, I hate that stuff.
So I got really confused because two or three weeks in a row, Brian Christopher's attacking Jeff Jarrett. And he's like, I know what you did. I'm going to let everybody know. But they just keep leading. And then it was something like Jeff Jarrett or Brian Christopher's girlfriend was cheating with Jeff Jarrett, or said she did, and Jeff Jarrett went, "You can't believe her. Be my friend." And he's like, "You're right." So now they're bad guys together.
Wow.
It's very confusing. But AJ Styles is cool.
Styles is cool, for sure. Who is your AEW She Shark of the Sharks Week Shark of the Week?
Shark of the Week. Sharks are stealthy. They're big, but they're still stealthy, and they're mysterious. They can come out of nowhere.
Yes.
Like a RKO.
Hell yeah, man.
It's not Randy Orton.
Okay.
This is a she shark from AEW, so he doesn't fit either.
No, he's not the correct. He doesn't fit the criteria.
Sharks are stealthy killers.
Yes.
They can get you from anywhere. And I think a she shark that can show up from anywhere is Julia Hart.
Ah, that's a good one.
I was going to pick her. Sky Blue, I'm not buying.
Sure.
It works. I'm glad she's with them. The faction thing they're starting here is fine, but I don't know.
Hell yeah, man.
Julia Hart, I'm kind of buying in it. Sky Blue, I need more.
Yeah.
I feel like Julia Hart's like the leader of like the little faction, and Sky Blue was like indoctrinated by her. And now it looks like they're adding the KLA.
Yeah, yeah, the KLA. I pronounced her name wrong all that time.
Tekla.
Tekla.
The H is silent.
I had no idea.
Tekla. I like her, though. She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's cool. She could be in WWE, I feel, like, because she has
her that character. Her style goes anywhere.
Yeah.
I think she'll do good in AEW, though.
I think so, too. And I think they could use more character people like that.
And it's nothing... It's not a... And we like these people, but it's not a Toni Storm character. It's not an Orange Cassidy character, but it's something.
Yeah.
Her like, the way Toni Storm wrestles is different. Mm-hmm. It's timeless Toni Storm.
Yes.
The way Orange Cassidy wrestles, he has, like, yes, he does the big stuff, but he has
to get that lazy stuff. His gimmick is intertwined with the way he wrestles.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But it still works for the, what is she, Toxic Spider?
Yes, Toxic Spider. And I think her and Julia Hart and, like, that whole thing is a good mix up. Thing to mix together and stuff, for sure.
So I like what they got going on.
Me too, man. Me too. Creamers, what did you think of Sammy Daddy's AEW, She Shark, and Man Shark, Sharks Week, Sharks of the Week?
That was good. You nailed that.
Thank you.
You nailed that.
Comment below.
Yeah.
And let us know, man.
Did you hear what he said? Tell him again.
Fuck our tits.
I don't think that's what he said the first time.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
But we're not done yet.
That's right.
You have to give me a Man Shark and She Shark, Sharks Week Shark of the Week from the WWE.
All right. Creamers?
I'm excited for this. I'm glad we did this one last because I'm excited.
Really?
I mean, I might be let down.
What I did was I watched highlights of Raw.
Don't slamiversary me.
Okay, I'm going to give you my Man Shark.
Yep.
From my WWF Man Shark, Sharks Week Shark of the Week.
From Monday Night Raw?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Another day, another shark eating a Chicago deep fish. Like what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
This time, that fish is a blowfish. That fish is CM Punk. He blows.
All right.
Gunther ate CM alive.
I heard that.
He told him he was going to make Punk regret becoming a wrestler. He explained to Punk that his ego is solely based on the fans who love him and not his in-ring ability, which, as we all know, CM Punk makes John Cena look like Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
He told CM that he's going to maul him. He's going to push him around. Those are the tactics of sharks.
Good point. Gunther
devoured that tiny little loser fish, and for that reason, he is my WWF Sharks Week Shark of the Week. Man Shark of the Week.
That's good.
Thank you, man.
Gunther's a shark.
Yes. Gunther's, I like the guy. Shark. I like him.
He's bad. He's a bad guy, but he's good.
I love
Gunther.
It'll be good. I don't think CM Punk's beating him, though.
I hope not.
I can't imagine.
No.
The only thing I've heard is CM Punk beats him, and then Seth Rollins was faking the injury and cashes in on him. But that doesn't make sense to me.
A couple weeks ago, I saw, or maybe like last week, I saw somebody, like a Fed head, commenting on like a video or picture of Hangman with a title, and they were like, "It's a what a coincidence they give Hangman the title when CM Punk is going for the WWE World Championship."
I never even made that quote.
It's like they didn't.
What does that have to do with anything?
It is a coincidence.
Yeah,
you son of a bitch.
Well, CM Punk just fought for the belt in Saudi Arabia against John Cena.
Yeah, against John Cena. But this guy, he doesn't know about that, I guess. He's a fucking...
And it was the story. It made sense for Hangman. AEW gets a lot of flack for their lack of storytelling sometimes. But that was one where they just, like, were telling... Not like, I don't want to just say told a story. They laid it all out and stuck to it. And it, maybe it dragged a little bit, but it ended up being
perfect. And with the Hangman parts of it, you could even make the correlation that this storyline has been brewing the entire time AEW's existed. Not
to a point.
Intentionally, to but a point. His story where he's at right now started on day one.
Yeah. Damn. I want to add more, but I'm thinking about it. But it definitely... you know what? I think on YouTube, the AEW puts up like the full story.
Yeah.
They're running the matches and the promos.
Yeah, the highlights.
Interviews and whatever. And I think they just put one up that was called like the Redemption of Hangman Page, and it's 8 hours long.
That's interesting because there's a guy who made that. I don't remember if that's what he called it, but it's not. It's in separate. That's like in
like a half episodes. Hour video, an hour long,
and it's very good. It's quite good.
But I think AEW put it up, and it was 8 hours.
That's cool. This guy also has one of the CM Punk and MJF storyline, which I think is also like one of the best.
He just puts it all together.
Yeah, and that's cool. Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
But Creamers, what did you think of my WWF Man Shark? What did you think of my WWF Sharks Week Man Shark of the Week? Comment below. And now, my WWF Sharks Week
She Shark
of the Week.
Yep.
Stephanie Vaquer and Io Sky fought off a school of sharks side by side. But then lurking behind them was Naomi.
Yeah.
She shoved Sky into Steph, and her and the other sharks started beating them both down. And then Rhea Ripley showed up. And even the odds after she swallowed all the smaller sharks, including champion Naomi. That's why Rhea Ripley, believe it or not, is my WWF Sharks Week She Shark of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fair.
Thanks, man.
She's a very dominating force.
I was trying to make you think that it was going to be Naomi.
Well, you said Stephanie, and I thought, what? Uh-huh. And then you said Io, and I went,
oh. Oh, and then I had...
And then you said the pack of sharks, or the school. The school?
I think I said school to try to
get some... Is that what they are?
I don't know. I just thought... Are they fish? I was trying to get some laughs.
Are they a fish? I like to believe it or not.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it would go right past you.
Well...
But nothing gets past you, Sammy Daddy.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
That's not true. But I got that one. No, I think those are... I feel like you watch the product more than I do.
Well, I watched the like 8-minute highlight video of Monday Night Raw.
Top 10 moment.
And I looked for a guy and a girl to make my Sharks Week Sharks of the Week for the WWF.
You didn't pick wrong.
Thanks, man.
Well, maybe you did.
Okay.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know in the comments, Creamers. And why don't you tell us, if you had to choose a Sharks Week Shark of the Week of WWF, who would your WWF Sharks Week Shark of the Week Man Shark be? And who would your WWF... Sharks Week
She Shark
of the Week be, and who would your AEW Sharks Week Shark of the Week Man Shark Week. And your AEW Sharks Week Shark of the Week She Shark
of the Week?
Of the Week.
Yes.
Sammy Daddy.
Sheamus is the Great White. I thought about that.
I did think of that, but did he win his match against Rusev?
Yes.
Oh, well, then he should be the Sharks Week Shark of the Week. Comment below, Creamers, and let us know why Sheamus.
This whole segment.
And Sheamus should be the Sharks Week Shark of the Week for the WWF Shark Week Shark of the Man Shark.
Oh, Randy Orton's, they call him the Apex Predator.
They do.
But I don't want to just go off a nickname.
Vince McMahon's a predator, too.
Of her, allegedly. Just say A.
Yeah, right. No.
We're still trying to get that contract.
I'm going to put you on screen.
Fourth
and
Vine. What's it called?
I'm gonna take
third and straight.
The logo off. So
what's it called?
They don't see the WrestleCream logo when you're saying these things. I'm not involved in this in any way. What's his
company called?
It's called.
Oh well. Come on. Send the check, Vinnie Mac. Put the name as Sammy Daddy. We'll sign whatever NDAs you want.
Not true.
Yeah.
Not true.
We'll sign whatever.
Sammy Daddy. I'll sign
his
you know what is true,
I know
though.
How to sign his name.
You know what is true, though?
Yeah.
What's the Sharks Week? What so is my, the John Cena quote of the week?
Oh, he's shark-like.
Very. Because he's almost perfectly smooth once that hair goes.
I don't know where we are. All right, here we go.
He's actually been in a movie with King Shark.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're so right. It could have been John Cena. Cody Rhodes was shark-like. Anyway. We are so quick to find flaws with those who try. Succeed or fail, those who try will be far wiser, braver, stronger, and more ready to try again than passive skeptics.
The fuck is my match count? There it is. Hold on, did I not count? Yeah, I counted it. Cool, 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 cool.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of our life?
491 matches.
Hell yeah, man.
That's a big jump.
Not bad.
Big. I was doing them. I actually did the math like three times because I'm like, that can't be that big a jump.
Yeah.
And it was.
That is pretty sick.
I was hitting a lot of seven match shows.
Not bad.
And Slammiversary. I don't remember what was on there.
The G1 is going on right now.
Oh, no.
I haven't started
Your
watching.
Your boy's out.
Gabe Kidd? Yeah, I know. It's a real bummer. I do think that Takeshita could win it, though. But maybe it'll be Yota Tsuji. That's really my true pick.
Oof, I don't even know who's in it.
But my match count for 2025, the year of my life.
Give me it. Give it to me.
558 matches.
Damn. You're 558?
Yeah.
Booyah. So you got 60 on me.
I got 60 on you.
I can't do the math. Almost 40 matches.
What? On you?
That I watched.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot of wrestling.
Wow.
That's a lot for me in a week.
Sammy Daddy.
It's like four New Japan shows.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Wow, that's really fucking something.
I was proud of myself for this.
You should?
I'm kind of tired of wrestling.
Yeah, that's what happens. Creamers, why don't you comment below and tell us just how proud of Sammy Daddy you are for watching 40 wrestling matches in 7 days.
And remember, like, three of those cards were early TNA,
yeah.
NWA TNA papers.
Which are not easy to get through.
Not all of them, no. The good is good.
Mm-hmm.
The bad is bad.
Yeah. Well, what's your match of the week?
Well, even though I didn't think Slammiversary lived up to my expectations, there was one match that I enjoyed, which was Leon Slater defeating Moose for the X Division Championship. I don't know about this kid, but I've heard about him.
Who?
Leon Slater.
I've never
even heard. He's like 20 years old.
Is he Heath Slater's son?
No.
Well, he's definitely not. He's not one of those kids he's got.
It could be. I guess I never thought of that. I guess I'll have to.
That should be a storyline.
He's from England.
Really?
Or somewhere.
Wow, Heath Slater.
I don't know.
I'm very impressed.
I'd have to look that up. Let's see. He is definitely in. Yeah, he's from Bradford, England, UK. But I thought he was like 20 years old or something, they said.
Mm-hmm.
He does one of those sweet moves where he jumps over the turnbuckle to the outside, like runs and then leaps over it. And they must really like this kid because he beat Moose. And when the match was over, unsolicited, Moose took the belt and put it on him and like strapped the, or whatever, like clipped the things or strapped it on to him.
Hell yeah.
To show respect. And then that was when that match was over, is when AJ Styles came out and put the kid over.
Hell yeah. Okay, so, I saw that. Okay, that's who he came out for?
That's the kid, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know
that. But even
that,
like, so, and like getting to see that kid get the AJ Styles rub or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. That is cool.
Is very cool. That but is neat. That being all that happened with AJ Styles, I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know what I guess I didn't expect anything. Like, I didn't expect him to fight. I didn't expect him to announce a match down the line. I figured it was just an appearance thing, but it was still just like, damn.
Okay, hold on one second, because I did not write my match of the week down.
Okay. I have Young Bucks versus Ospreay / Young Bucks, which I think...
That did not happen.
I don't know why I typed that. I don't know what that was about. No way. I mean, I know that it was the Young Bucks match, but I don't remember who they faced. Do you?
This week?
Last week. I know it was like an 8-man tag, maybe.
It was them, because they were going to do the EVP trigger, but they didn't know what to call it.
Yeah, that was good. Did you like that?
I thought that was great. I mean, it's kind of, it had a name, but they don't have BTE either. So right. So I guess they can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck?
I did see somebody on like Reddit say they could call it the BTE trigger before the Elite or back to it or something. But that's not what BTE stands for.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. It was the Young Bucks and two other bad guys against... Four good guys. Who did they fight? Jet Speed?
Yeah, I think it was... Did they have Takeshita on their team? They had Hechicero.
Okay,
my match of the week was Hechicero, Josh Alexander, and the Young Bucks versus Brody King, Jet Speed, and... Who else was in this match? Oh, Bendito.
Oh, yeah. All right, that was cool.
Yeah, that was good.
There was nothing wrong with that.
I mean, this is the fifth week in a row, I believe, or the fourth... Where the Young Bucks are my match of the week, and it's not on purpose, okay? They just have goddamn good matches.
They showed up in that, you know, the Hangman Mox match.
Yeah.
And like I said at the beginning of the show, I had it on with my nephew, and he's familiar with everybody. So they came in, he's like, oh, who's that? And I was like, oh, that's, you know, I said, you know the guy I do the podcast with? And he said, yeah. I said, that's his favorite wrestler ever. He was like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, which one? I said, no, the Young Bucks. And he just went, okay.
Okay. He's like, going. He's like, so yeah,
didn't get it.
I'm not a fan of that guy.
But he doesn't know that they've been your match of the week 4 weeks in a row.
No, but he's going to when he listens this week.
I hope so. Good comment. What's your match of the week?
To your nephew?
Yeah.
Hey, Sammy Daddy's
Let
nephew.
Him know.
Well, little Jimmy nephew. Little Jimmy Daddy. Actually, his last name should be nephew, huh?
I guess so. Jimmy Nephew.
Jimmy Nephew, why don't you comment below and let us know what is his your match of the week is, and if you like the Young Bucks now.
Or anybody.
Yeah. And
I mean, feel free, anybody, to let us know their match of the week, too.
Hell yeah. Do you have a room for Graham?
No. I'll steal yours. Your backup.
Okay. Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne died. WWE Hall of Famer.
Which sucks, dude. I had no idea he had AIDS.
Is that what he died from?
Yeah.
Aaron Carter's, I don't remember.
No, he doesn't have AIDS, but much like Sabu, died a few weeks after his final.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But he was definitely somebody that when I found out today that he died, there was an initial like, no fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like, and I don't mean this in a negative way. It wasn't like, I can't believe Ozzy's dead.
Yes.
It was like, oh, damn, not what took so long, but like...
Right. No, I'm surprised he didn't die sooner because he was not exactly... He was living pretty... He lived a reckless, life.
He partied hard, man.
He partied hard. And he partied like a rock star, quiet boy.
And that's why they got him into the... That's what... That lifestyle got him into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Really?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
No shit.
I'm pretty sure.
Huh. Well, don't ask me. I don't know. No. That's another Osbourne song.
What's the one he did with the rapper?
Trick Daddy?
No. Well, where they took Crazy Train?
Let's go.
No, he does the song with Post Malone.
Really? I had no idea.
Mac Miller.
Is it song with Mac Miller?
I don't know. Which one's which?
Well, Mac Miller's dead.
Well, probably. So is Ozzy.
Mac Miller was a good rapper. Post Malone doesn't even like rap.
Isn't he a country guy now?
He's a country guy now, which is why, I mean, I've never liked Post Malone, and I'm proud of it. I've never liked Jelly Roll, and I'm proud of it.
Well, you're going to be upset when he wins his match with Randy Orton at SummerSlam.
I will actually not be upset, because I will not see it. But when I hear about it the next week on the show of WrestleCrate.
Who's the one you don't like? Not Jelly Roll.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yes, yes. Because he does not give a shit about hip-hop.
He might.
He doesn't. He said
take
so.
Take what you want.
He said nobody's. He said rap music has never made you feel anything before.
He's right. Wait, really? Really?
There's
that?
No boo button. Yes.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Why?
He's, I don't know. Because he's a shithead bitch.
I thought he did rap music.
That's the point. Yeah.
Isn't that him?
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Oh, I wasn't doing the Spider-Man one.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You're Sunflower.
I thought that was from
Sunflower.
Spider-Man.
Where it is.
Okay.
What but is, I was doing the other song.
I didn't Circles? Even. I thought he Circles? Just had. I thought Spider-Man was the only one he does.
Is it Circles? No. Dun. That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
But there's
I'm not a Post Malone bloke. I don't have a problem with anybody who is, but I don't like him.
That's fine.
Yeah. But he has a song with Ozzy Osbourne, you say?
He does.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Don't look it up.
Is it bad?
It's fine, but you don't like him, so you won't like it.
That's true. And I mean, who knows?
Travis Scott.
He has a song with Travis Scott?
I don't know. I think he's part of that song too.
Really?
Travis Scott was on Wrestling twice.
That's right.
Or three times?
Yeah. He could be your next WWF champion.
I don't know. I think there's the falling out. I think he was supposed to be the celebrity match at SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. Maybe he pissed him off or said, I can't do it.
I mean, he did hurt Cody's ear.
Yeah, but he was back after that.
That's true.
He was the big surprise at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I was surprised. I'll tell you that for free.
Please.
But
yeah.
Rest in peace to Ozzy Osbourne.
I didn't really have a room for Cream, but he's... I don't know. Black Sabbath is cool. I don't know how much you're into it.
Oh, I mean, I grew up on Black Sabbath. I tell my dad all the time. I say, Dad,
you know that one?
I say, Dad, you used to, you know, you taught me how to analyze music. And when I was a kid, you showed me War Pigs and you explained to me what War Pigs is about. And now you vote for that. I don't get it. That's because, like many people, my dad is not a smart man.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, what can you do?
You can't.
Not when you're in a cult. You're in a cult.
You can't.
My room for Cream.
Yeah.
Is let's check out the old phone. let's see what we got here.
I thought Ozzy was your backup.
I want to read it exactly verbatim. That's
is this a quote or is this something you put together?
Short talking points. Room for Cream. Ozzy Osbourne. Oh no, wait, that's the wrong one.
Hold on a minute.
AEW.
Yeah.
And DC Comics.
What about them?
Are both restoring the feeling, okay?
Of
their fan. They're restoring the feeling. That's just the word that the people use.
I didn't know that.
And here's how I'm going to explain it to you, okay?
Please.
DC Comics, they've had dark times, okay? People haven't been into them.
Yeah.
Okay? That's but you know fair. Who else went through dark times? Superman.
Yeah.
And literally... Zack Snyder made him into a darker character, right? You know who was a dark character too? Hangman.
But, yeah.
The Superman of AEW. And now Hangman is on top in AEW and Superman is on top in DC. And both of them are restoring the feeling. Sammy Daddy.
I get it now.
That's my RFC, my Room for Cream.
Yeah, I'm glad I took the Ozzy one from you because that was way better.
The Ozzy one?
No, that was way better.
No, no.
Being like Ozzy Osbourne's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to break the news to the Creamers at home, but
they should know that.
It
now.
Is a bummer, isn't it? If you could take Ozzy Osbourne and bring him back to life, but you had to kill a WWE superstar.
Oh, it has to be a WWE superstar.
Not yeah, like, I'll do an AW one.
What are these prerequisites? A WWE superstar that I would have them trade places with Ozzy. So that they would go to hell instead of him? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I just meant that they're dying instead of him.
Oh. Well, he's not dying. He's dying dead. You know what I mean? So.
Rest in peace.
That was going.
I love trying to do
going.
Again, I grew up on that shit. No, he would love it. He would be like, well, yeah, David, mate. And all that stuff. You know, he's in it.
I don't know who I want to pick the right person.
Hell yeah.
Is there an answer?
No, it's up to you.
Is there a right answer? Who still works for WWE?
If I could do it,
yeah,
I'm going to do it as if kayfabe is real.
You caught me off guard.
Yes, if I could trade places and bring back Ozzy Osbourne, but I have to kill somebody from AEW. Don Callis.
Oh,
he's a shithead.
I was trying to think of somebody like that in WWE. Yeah. But
Paul Heyman.
No, I don't know, but I like him too much. I guess if we're going kayfabe.
Mm-hmm. Kayfabe. I would like Don Callis, you know, kayfabe removed. But if he was like that, his character in real life, I would say this guy gots to go. This fucker gots to go.
Gots to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say the New Day.
Oh.
Take both of them.
Dang, dude. Two for the price of one, huh?
They're terrible. Oh, BOGO. I hate those guys. They're doing great stuff.
Yeah.
But I hate them.
They're shithead motherfuckers. I remember we weren't even allowed to bring them up.
I know. Take it down.
We will.
They lost the belts.
We should have that facing down.
And they've been in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been wearing like over the top. They look like, is it Lydia from Beetlejuice?
That's funny.
That's what they remind me of. Like Lydia from Beetlejuice, kind of like mourning outfits.
That's good.
For the loss of their titles.
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
I'll trade the New Day for Ozzy Osbourne.
Creamers.
Kayfabe New Day for shoot Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes. Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know if you could bring back Ozzy Osbourne, but you had to kill somebody from the WWE roster or from the AEW roster, but based on their kayfabe character.
Yeah, kayfabe it. That makes it easier.
Yeah.
That made it a lot easier. I don't want it.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like personality wise, let's see. It's Chris Jericho, I would do. Because he's married to a domestic terrorist.
Trade him.
Yeah. And Fozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fozzy Fosbourne. That's how it started. It did.
I love that. Killing Chris Jericho.
Whoa. Is that the thing? Is that what you're going with?
Well, Creamers, that's all the time we've got for tonight. We love you.
Is that me?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, and we wish you
the best. It would be cool if Chris Jericho was dead.
Shark. Now, I thought you'd been with the Dungeon of Doom, but apparently you're not sharing a locker room with these gentlemen anymore.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Jimmy Hart and the Taskmaster, real buddy-buddy, huh? Jimmy Hart brings a man in, Slamboree, and makes me lose the match. I'm not supposed to be upset. I'm in Jimmy Hart's face. The giant comes, choke slams me. All of a sudden, Taskmaster says, I'm not in the dungeon anymore!
Wait a minute, has he officially thrown you out of the dungeon?
He threw me out! And Sullivan! Tonight, I'm gonna hurt you! I am gonna win the World Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Championship! Tonight, I'm beating the Giant! And then I might eat Jimmy Hart off for dessert!